Well, hello, and welcome to this podcast. It's called Toot Bagai, and Toot Bagai means all of us. Well, that's not exactly true. Toot Bagai, it actually means all a we, if you want to sound just like a Trinbagonian, and that's where I'm from, Trinidad and Tobago, in the West Indies. I'm Debbie, hello, I'm 36 years old. And I'm a bookworm from Trinidad and Tobago in the West Indies. To tell you the truth, I have no idea where I'm going with this. And I know that I've already broken rule number one for podcasting, meaning that you have to have some sort of vision, somewhere to go with it. But in true Trinidad and Tobago fashion, I catch a vaps one day. A vaps meaning just moved by emotion. Just like that, to begin podcasting. I thought about it, or I've been thinking about it for months, and I kept thinking, oh, I don't have the proper equipment. Oh, my voice isn't a podcasty voice. Oh, what if it doesn't work? And I've decided that instead of waiting for all conditions to be perfect, instead of thinking that it will never become perfect, that I should just start, and by starting, I would have enough forward momentum to become better as I go along. Okay, so that's that. So why start a podcast? Of all things, why start a podcast? There are literally hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of podcasts out there on the internet. So why add my voice to the mix, right? Well, there's a very simple answer for that. A couple of years ago, I started a Facebook group called A Novel Idea TT, where I thought I could bring together like-minded people with a passion for books and reading and literacy and the narrative or storytelling arts. And it started just like this with a serious vaps, you know. And now, today, we're 900 plus people in a strong community, and we're growing every day. Also, earlier this year, my favorite author, V.S. Naipaul, he passed away. And I was broken. I was completely devastated. And I felt really strongly about doing something to commemorate his life and his work and what that work meant to me. So with the help of a few friends, on what would have been Naipaul's 86th birthday, we approached Starbucks Trinidad and Tobago and we asked for permission to take over a corner of one of their stores. And we set up a microphone and a laptop, and we live streamed we invited people, the public, to come on in and read as well. We live streamed ourselves on Facebook, reading from Naipaul's Miguel Street. And it has been viewed a whole bunch of times. And it the live stream itself went so well, and people were so pleased with it. So I thought, okay, from that, what should I do? You wouldn't believe the sort of anxiety that it activated by just putting my face out on Facebook and my voice out on Facebook for the world to see and to hear me, because I'm a really backstage person. But I've really made the decision to be more brave and to do what really moves me, and literature, storytelling, talking about it, doing it, theater. It's something that I've been passionate about my entire life, and I think that it's well time that, you know, I throw my hat into the ring and get my voice, you know, to tell my story and other stories from the West Indies to the world. So thank you very much for joining me here. I appreciate that you've taken the time to listen to this, and I hope that you'll stick with me as I stumble along on this journey. Great. Welcome to Toot Bagai. It's for all of us. Well, all are we.